நீங்கள் கேட்டுக்கொண்டிருப்பது கோவை தமிழ்நாடு வேளாண்மை பல்கலைக்கழகத்தின் வேளாண் பல்கலைக்கழக விவசாயி சமுதாய வானொலி 107.4 பண்பலையில்.
உழவர்கள் ஆலயமே தமிழ்நாடு வேளாண்மை பல்கலைக்கழகம் தானே.
கல்வி ஒலிபரப்பு. பத்தாம் வகுப்பு மாணவர்களுக்கான ஆங்கில பாடம் முதல் தாள். நடத்துபவர் ஸ்ரீ நேரு வித்யாலயா மெட்ரிகுலேஷன் மேல்நிலைப் பள்ளி ஆசிரியர் கிருஷ்ணா அவர்கள்.
Hi, I want to just give you some important points towards writing 10th standard examinations, how to score more marks, especially for English. There are certain valid points to be just follow. If you follow, only thing, all of us have to just believe that all powers are within ourselves. Unless until you believe yourself that you are, it is possible from your end to deliver what you want, because the aim has to be just taken such way, then you can just do anything and everything in this world. The first point would like to just give you for as far as concerns with English. Every one of us are in the impression that it is not possible for us to get sentiment in English. It is possible. How come you can just say it is not possible? It is possible. The first one, there are certain instructions which has been not been given so far to the students. I would like to just share it with all of you. The first one, as far as concerns the first paper for English, synonyms. You please give title for synonyms. Everywhere, please write Roman letters neatly, I tell you. Everywhere, every topic has to be just given, what you call that. Title is very much necessary. For example, if you write synonym, then put a hyphen and start on top of that, you have to just write answers. Okay? Next one is antonyms. You write. All synonyms has to be just written. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 antonyms. Next. Everywhere, all other topics, for example, expansion is the expansion abbreviation has to be given. Next one is sentence meaning. The correct meaning in this sentence has to be given. Then British English as well as American English. Without title, if you are going to give, definitely you cannot fetch marks. The next one, the topic, section 2, grammar parts, you got 25 marks. For this, you are supposed to give everywhere, again, if class means, because you all must be just knowing there are three types of classes. One is probable, the third, second one is improbable, the third one is unfulfilled condition, that is impossible condition. Based on this, you have to select exactly. For example, if I were a bird, you will write only, I would fly only. That's the way that you have to select, because the answers will be definitely near. It will confuse you. Because in such way only, the board exam papers will be just prepared. Based on this, you have to just be very careful in collecting the right sense of answer. Next, third part, everywhere. That, for example, second part, when you take direct, indirect, active voice, passive voice, and if class, some joining sentences, all this has to be just given a title. Without title, if you are going to write, definitely the marks will be just given, little less marks will be given. And the third one, part 3, and part 4 is also the, that is the question answers from the prose. Give a very crispy answers. Well, that means short and sweet answers has to be given. For example, if you take why Hugi was upset, two way Hugi is upset. One way, Hugi was asked to produce 10,000 pounds to get married with Lara Merton, and he was given a condition by her father, the colonel, to produce that amount, which is not possible for Hugi to produce. So you should write this condition first. Next one, he was upset with Alan Trevor also, because Alan Trevor revealed all his private affairs to the Baron Husberg, one of the richest person. In this way also Hugi is upset. So you should give right both 1 and 2. The valid crystal clear points has to be given. In this way you have to write. Next one is paragraph, as far as concerns, minimum 120 words is must. Don't write any synopsis for paragraph, because many schools, they started just practicing by giving the synopsis for paragraph. Paragraph should not be given synopsis. Synopsis should be given only for the essays. For 10th standard, there is no essay. Only for 12th standard, you got essays. For 10th standard, you got only 5 marks for paragraph. You can give starting with the introduction without mentioning the title for that. Without mentioning the title of introduction, without mentioning the title of conclusion, you have to give. For example, the Modern Millionaire, if you take, who has written? The Modern Millionaire has been written by Oscar Wilde. So in that way, you have to just give the introduction. The second conclusion, what is the conclusion for this? appearances are deceptive. That is a conclusion for this. In that way, you have to just give. The next one is memory poem. Memory poem, please give a title for this. Whatever it may be. Whoever the, what do you call it? For example, if you take Migrant Bird is a title. Who has been written? Famida Vaibashi is a person who has written this. So, you'll have to just give the author for this. Next one, appreciation questions. Please go through the complete concept everywhere. Answers to be given, very, very neat answers. Then only you can get for 1 marks. Otherwise, it's very difficult. Half marks only will be given, considered. The next part 3, poetic lines with the speeches. For example, hyperbole means unimaginable things. We ran as if to meet the moon. The children are planning, children are saying they are going to meet the moon. It is not possible for children to just meet the moon. So, it is hyperbole. For example, personification, giving life to the non-living things. Similarly, you can very well easily identify by noticing the words like, then, as. These two words, when it comes, you have to just, the device being used by the poet is simile. Metaphor is an outward comparison. You have to just identify all these things. And rhyming words, rhyming scheme. Alliteration words has to be just written very neatly. And you'll have to write, underlining the first word. This is one thing. Next one, again, poetic paragraph. Poetic paragraph also in the same way you have to write by writing with the introduction as well as conclusion without mentioning the title. That means introduction and title. Introduction, conclusion should not be given. Section 5, language functions. This is also, the modification has to be taken. Modification, the paragraph will be given. Based on that, the 5 questions will be arise. You have to collect the answers from the paragraph and you have to write the question with answers to be given. That's better way to present. And the next one is identification of errors. Error spotting is very, very easy. Grammatical mistakes to be just written. You have to write down error word. But error word has to be identified by you by putting a round on that. Then again, you have to write the answer. And answer has to be written neatly. And then you will have to just underline the answer. This way, you will get 1 marks. Then picture comprehension is very easy. Picture comprehension also has to be given a title. So everywhere, you have to just title is very much necessary. In this way, you will definitely, I hope that you will get 100 out of 100 in writing the exams and 10 standard for first paper. Thank you very much. I wish you all the best.
10th வகுப்பு மாணவர்களுக்கான ஆங்கிலம் முதல் தாள் இடம்பெற கேட்டீர்கள். நடத்தியவர் ஸ்ரீ நேரு வித்யாலயா மெட்ரிகுலேஷன் மேல்நிலைப் பள்ளி ஆசிரியர் கிருஷ்ணா அவர்கள்.